B-Pod Studios.
Zion Williamson is playing today against R.J. Barrett. A meaningless summer league game is going to attract viewers today because some of the top rookies are going to be facing one another. And then you get a preseason, just a couple of games, preseason in the NBA, and then you get the regular season started. And it goes all the way until June.
Yeah.
Until the NBA finals are done, it's June. And what have we been talking about ever since the season's ended?
Yeah.
Basketball.
I know.
Because free agency has been wild. The NFL is becoming a little more entertaining in the offseason because there's a little more movement than there used to be. You're seeing a lot more trades in the NFL. But like Odell Beckham being one of them, you didn't see that many trades 10 years ago in the NFL. Howie Roseman started things. He kicked things off with the trades in football.
That's right.
But NBA, it's constant movement.
No, it is constant movement. And that all heightened. There are also social media. I mean, there's a lot of factors involved. But it's funny, like the accessibility, I agree with my sister. It's funny, she goes, I only let him play flag football. I don't want him playing real football. That's a mistake. I think, like, Massimo says he wants to play football. And I go, dude, yeah.
Yeah, but she's not the first parent that's doing that now.
No, I know. And listen, I understand the health concerns, but letting them play, you know, look, they're not in the NFL, all right? Like, this is, they're not playing at LSU where you worry about that
right.
sort of thing.
Right.
You know, if the kid has got decent size and wants to play football, I think it's good for him. Because one thing about that sport is you learn a lot of discipline from it. You get a lot of discipline. You know, kids are a little baby today, right?
Yes, they are.
They need to have a little discipline. It's okay. And football is a disciplined sport. All right, let's get back to the phones, and I want to bat that around with you guys. Already, Tim and Cherry Hill, we'll get to him. He says NBA will take over. Also, wow, we got Ottawa and Laguna Beach. Here's your little homework assignment. Not homework. In-show assignment. Start making a list of all the places that we get calls from. All right? 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. It's the Midday Show. It's 12 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. All right, let's go to Patty in Ottawa. That's right. Hello, Patty.
Anthony.
What do you say, Patty?
How you doing, brother?
Good, my man. In Ottawa, I love it.
Yes, sir. I haven't seen you since we were at the parade.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. How you been,
you
man?
Hey, Uncle Bill.
I do.
All right, man. Yeah, we're just pumped. You know, you started talking about people calling in from abroad. I figured I got to call you and talk to you.
I love it. So tell me, you know, tell the people the story of how you cleaved on to the Eagles.
Well, my uncle, since we were young, had brainwashed us, basically. miserably, I guess, because we had some bad years, but we stuck through it. We stuck through it with him, and we believed in them, and then finally it happened. We were watching the game together, and immediately after it happened, we started planning to make it to the parade down on Broad Street. We weren't going to miss it for the world.
That's awesome. That is, I thought you love that story, Andrew. Ottawa. He's in Ottawa, so my man Patty.
And now we're planning the trip. We actually just booked our hotels for Miami.
Nice.
And we're going to be seeing you down on South Beach.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to see you down there, man.
It's going to be awesome.
That's going to be a great trip. Are you kidding me? We're going to have a blast.
Party with the cousin in Miami.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Oh, Patty, I love it, Ottawa. Patty from Ottawa, hanging and watching the birds, baby.
Go birds.
I love it, brother. I'm glad you called, man. Listen, best to your uncle, best to the family, all right?
All right. We'll see you soon, brother.
Sounds good. There he is. How about that? From Ottawa.
By the way,
yes.
According to multiple people on Twitter, it looks like Kawhi will make his announcement today.
Oh, I've been waiting.
According to multiple people, Chris Carter being one of them. I don't know where this Chris Carter Kawhi thing comes from.
Yeah, he's got some kind of pipeline.
I guess, because he's been talking about him for the last couple of weeks as if he has sources.
Yeah. Maybe he does.
Maybe. So we can find out today.
Maybe he does.
What the Sixers' destiny is.
Wow. It's weird because when all that talk of him, because I thought it was like Lakers, like it's probably going to happen. Like I want him to go to Clippers, but I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be Lakers. Then the other day, when that report comes out, Jalen Rose.
99%.
Toronto. I mean, that's unbelievable, right? You know, unbelievable.
Well, yeah, because all we've been hearing for years now is that he wants to play in L.A. Didn't have to be Lakers, didn't have to be Clippers. In L.A. is all he wanted to play in.
Yeah,
because that's
man.
Where he grew up from.
That's nuts. That's nuts. All right, let's get back to the phones. We'll keep an eye out. As soon as we hear it, we'll pass it along. Let's go to Tim in Cherry Hill. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Timmy.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Tim.
Hey, just wanted to weigh in on the whole NFL versus NBA. I think one of you guys made a point before about how, like, the Eagles are always going to be, you know, near and dear to Philly, especially with them winning the championship. You know, that's always going to be big just in the Philadelphia area. But I think, you know, just, like, if you look at it nationally, just with how everything's going in terms of, like, branding nowadays, especially with sneaker culture and everything in the NBA, I feel like that's going to kind of, you know, propel them to kind of take over in the public eye. I mean, that's just the way I see it. You look at social media. I mean, you look at brands like Nike with the sneakers app and stuff and all the player collaborations that they have going. You know, it's pretty neat to see how involved everybody gets to be now. Not only that, but I mean, it transcends the same way as like music. Like people don't buy just the music now, they buy the brand. So
it's a great point that you bring up, Tim. It really is. I'm just wondering though, you know, because there's always been a sneaker culture, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, it goes back to like Jordan, and we've seen the NBA spike before, but the NFL was always like untouchable in the sense that it was like a truly America's game.
Yeah, fair enough.
Could that pop? I mean, I'm on the fence with it because I see it. It's one of the reasons why I want to talk about it because, like, I see young people in particular they've all fallen in love with basketball and particularly the NBA. And I just go, can they really overtake the NFL? Could the NFL, is it at all vulnerable, Tim?
I feel like it's a yes and no answer, though, because, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania, big football area. And I mean, I still get together with the guys that I graduated high school with every Thanksgiving. We run full 11 on 11. Believe it or not, we run 11 on 11.
That's awesome.
We've been doing it for the last
That's
8
cool,
years.
That's cool, man.
You know, same playground, same park, you know, same thing every year. So in that sense, like the tradition, it hasn't died. And I feel like the American football tradition, not really, you know, going anywhere, but you got a lot of stuff with the injuries going on. You know, and it's just the way culturally the landscape in America, how it's kind of going. It's a pretty cool conversation, but
yeah.
In a lot of ways, it's a yes and no. That's just the way I see it.
You nailed it. Let me ask you a question. Do you have Fan Fest tickets?
No, not yet.
Dude,
no, exactly.
After that brilliant call by you, I think you deserve them.
Awesome. Yeah.
Hold on, man. You got it. And I agree with that. That statement of, it's a yes and no deal, I think it's right. It's why, like, I sit here on the fence, and I, you know, part of me says there's no way in the world that football can be overtaken, but in a different way, the NBA's popularity could, you know, kind of touch on the NFL.
And to say that alone is something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because 3, 4, 5 years ago, we weren't saying that at all. Now, maybe it's a little bit different because 5 years ago, we were going through a tank and basketball really didn't exist in Philadelphia.
Exactly. Like, you know, and I'm trying to look at all factors. Like, the Sixers are more than relevant now.
Right.
You know, the Sixers now have become, because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, the Sixers are the next team that, you know, basically haven't won. Like, nobody remembers 1983.
Right. We're all starving for a championship
so,
now.
So, and people remember 08 with the Phillies. So, and then the Flyers are far apart or far away. So, it just makes sense that, you know, we would be kind of basketball crazy right now.
Well, then let me ask you this. If you look at different demographics, so people who love baseball are traditionally the older demographic at this point.
Right.
Like, I'm an outlier. Let's face it. Yes. 25 years old. Will it one day, the demo between the ages of 15 and 25 being NBA lovers, will that then eventually carry over and then the NFL will eventually be the older fans?
Yeah, it's funny. That's a brilliant question. It really is. It's a great question. I have a theory on it. And I'll tell you what. I'll give you a theory coming up because I think it really is a great question. And I think I got an answer that you tell me if it'll jive. All right, 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines. 610-632-0975.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
It's 12:20. July the 5th. I love July 5th. That means we're closer to football. All right, let's get back to the phones. I find this conversation really interesting. Oh, real quick. So, Andrew, you posed the question. Right now, you said that because the NBA is so strong and you use the 15 to 25 demo.
Yes.
And you said, listen, as time goes on and those people, the 15 to 25-year-olds become
25, 35.
Right, and so forth. Does football get pushed to become what baseball is, which is really close to the older generation? So my answer is no, and here's why. Because I think for a lot of kids, basketball is, even before this 10-year window, kids love basketball because it's simple for them to understand. The game itself is pretty simple, right? Like, you know, look, there's nuances once you get older and once you learn the game, but the game itself is simple and it's accessible, like my sister said. You know, whether you go to a playground, whether you're in Indiana and you're shooting on a farm, right? Like, whatever. You're down the shore, you're shooting on a court or near the beach, right? Like, whatever it is, all it is a hoop and a ball. And I think for that reason, it has great popularity, particularly with young people. And I think as they grow and they learn football, they become fans of it. Now, the only thing is if you didn't play it, can you still be a fan? And my answer would be yes. Because I think there's a lot more fans of the sport than ever played it. So I still think football retains interest and it doesn't become great.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to die off, but I just wonder if...
But you get my point? Like, it's just easy.
So, like, I remember Jason found this article, it was some sort of study, and they asked the question, what's your favorite sport?
Right.
What was number one? And the people that were 60 years old or older
had baseball.
Baseball was their number one.
Right.
And the majority of people said football. But I wonder if that group of 15 to 25 year olds, when they get to 25 to 35, is basketball going to be their number one and football their number two? Football will still be high on the list, but will it be number two, taking a backseat to basketball?
Yeah, it's a great question. I just don't, but for that reason, I don't think it ever becomes a, basically a graying sport that is strictly, what do you want to call it, 35, 45 and above?
Right.
Like, I don't think it ever becomes that. That was your question.
Yes. But I just wonder now, so the follow-up, will it be number two for a lot of people to basketball?
Yeah, I still think you fall in love with basketball first, and you love it, but you know what the problem with overtaking the NFL is? It's such an event. Like, watching a football game is a huge investment.
Plus, college football is more popular than college basketball. I know March Madness and all that, but the entire season of college football is more popular than the entire season of college basketball.
It is, and it's also college football's religion in some parts of the country.
Yes.
But the other aspect of the basketball thing, it's great, but it's, you know, there's a frequency of games. It's 2 hours and change. You could, you know, and I don't believe this, but there's an argument. Wow, all I care about is the fourth quarter, and what do I care about? All I care about is the playoffs. Whereas the NFL, and look, the playoff thing has some merit because look at where we're at right now. The Sixers are built for a 16-game season, and that's going to happen next spring. Now, the regular season means something, seeding and that stuff, but in football, the regular season is like paramount. Like, you need it. God, you know, every game.
Yeah, if you miss out a game in the wild card, you go, oh, remember that week six loss to Dallas?
And like, you dissect, now we dissect basketball playoff games like we did, but like, you know, you're dissecting every Eagles game. I mean, that's an autopsy. I used to do the show called The Autopsy.
Because you know everybody was watching. Might not everybody watch Sixers Mavericks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. All right, let's get back to the phones. Russ in Laguna Beach. What a spot. Laguna Beach.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hello, Russell.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
So let me tell you a little background here. I think it's a really cool story how I became an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
I was a Navy corpsman at the Philadelphia Naval Hospital right across from Vet Stadium. And at one time, guys, I was actually the top distance runner in the entire Delaware Valley. I qualified for the Olympics back in 79-80, the year we boycotted.
Wow.
Yeah, I ran a 218 marathon, which is 5 minute miles, you know, 26 miles.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So the story behind that, I used to always see Dick Vermeil running because he was a big runner. That's how I became a huge Eagles fan. In fact, my son was born at the Naval Hospital, 200 yards from there, and I ran probably 10,000 miles around Vet Stadium, the Philadelphia Naval Station,
Did you run the ramps?
Did I run what?
The ramps along Veteran Stadiums too?
Oh yeah. No, I ran thousands of miles in the little park, FDR Park.
Yeah.
Athlon there. There used to be a pole there.
Yes.
I went to a race in Philadelphia, the Loop Race,
wow.
The Media 5-miler. Yeah, you know, lots of great stories on that. Hey, I just want to stick up for football here. Numbers don't lie. And this is the Sports Media Watch from last year. Top 50 sports shows, right, on television. 40 NFL games, 2 college football games, 8 Olympics, not one single NBA game. Then they went into non-NFL, non-Olympics.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah.
3 NBA games, 1 soccer game, and 1 baseball. You know, numbers don't lie on that. And the great thing about football is the kids are getting bigger. Agree?
Yeah.
If you're 6'4 to 6'7 and weigh 320 pounds, there's only one sport that you can play. Be an NFL or a defensive lineman. The NFL has their built-in defensive and offensive linemen for years to come.
Here's the one problem about that, Russ. Yeah. And listen, for the most part, I agree with you, except football has a real issue when it comes to labor, when it comes to kids playing the sport. I mean, you're 6'7", and you might be more apt at playing basketball. And you know you might be 300, but you might go, all right, let me go lose 40 and go, you know, try out and play ball.
Yeah, agree on that. But the Deep South, I'll be honest with you, is always going to be the feeder system for the NFL.
I agree.
Football rules Deep South. It's not even close.
Football does rule a bit, but population wise, think about it. All your people in major cities across the Northeast, the Chicago, Los Angeles. I mean, population-wise, basketball has a big, big advantage.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, in that respect, yeah.
Anyway, great talking to you, Russ. Love
yeah, by the way, I went to all the Eagle games out here the last few years. Oh, by the way, that was on my bucket list. I had no control. Eagles win the Super Bowl. They actually went on my birthday.
Wow, you got to be kidding me.
My birthday is February 4th, 2018. So how cool was that?
That's unbelievable. What an incredible moment. What a birthday gift.
It was the best day ever.
I can imagine.
I have to say this. It was just as exciting as my kids being born and getting married.
I completely get it, man. It was, I cried too. So it was,
it was surreal.
It was beautiful.
Just surreal.
Yeah. Good stuff,
right,
man.
Guys.
Thanks, Russ. Take it easy, buddy. Laguna Beach. That's a nice Laguna Beach. He's doing all right.
Never been.
Yeah, you like it. Nice.
I'll enjoy myself down there.
No, you love it.
Have some pops down there.
Beautiful. Brendan in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brendan.
Hey, cuz. Brendan, right around the Point Breeze area. I was chatting with you about some NBA hoops at the Chick's block party.
Yes! Oh, my God. When it was I loved hanging with you, man.
It was awesome, right? And
yeah.
You had a good breakdown that proved to be accurate for good and bad of that series.
Yeah, it was great talking to you. You know your basketball, Brent.
I try to. So I don't know if I told you, I'm a middle school teacher. I teach out in Cheltenham, which people have heard of it.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
I kind of picked the brains of my students to see kind of the trends, and I'm kind of with Saltunas, I think, in that they love talking about basketball. Even the kids that play on the football team, they love talking about basketball. They love arguing KD versus LeBron or Steph Curry versus Harden. And the biggest tell for me is the kids have these laptops. Like, they all have their own laptops.
Right.
And, like, you know, like, you'll see, like, a kid, like, in homeroom, like, watching something on YouTube. They are always watching NBA player, like, videos on YouTube. And, like, they're all about it. Like, when I try to chat with them, you don't really hear them talk about, like, football besides, like, the Eagles. But they love talking about, like, the like even the trade rumors that we click on, they'll talk about that stuff. So that kind of, to me, I think, is the future. And I think football, the guy who got the FanFest tickets, thought would have an incredibly accurate analysis, kind of looking at both sides of the coin. I think football is going to dominate traditional media, but I think, like, when it comes to, like, online presence, Twitter, stuff like that, like clicks on ESPN, I think the NBA is kind of the future.
And think about this, too. It's got the global aspect of the sport is so vast, right? Like, and that plays a part in it as well, because all the cultural aspects of that sport, the fact that it's global, and the fact that it's, I mean, think about how popular soccer came, Brent, in this country, right? And basketball's homegrown. To me, it's the arrows up.
Yeah, and so here's where I don't want to go down the rabbit hole, but the second most thing I catch them watching, whether they're allowed to or they're like sneaking it on their laptop, isn't football, isn't baseball highlights. It's actually video gamers.
I know.
So that's for another time in conversation.
Dude, I see it with my kids. My kids are the same thing. Yeah.
But who am I? I mean, I listen to sports talk radio. I watch ESPN. People talk about sports, so I figure, all right, who am I to judge?
No, I mean, I'm the same way. You know, like, that's a big deal. That's why we talk about that gaming, and, like, I'm like, oh, man, people are going to get together to watch gaming. But it is real. It is
real.
We have a hub here. Exactly. Brendan, there's a hub here called Nerd Street on 2nd Street, and it's on 3rd Street. And they've redone it, called Nerd Street, and it's, like, huge.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a little weird. It took me some time to get used to it and try not to be the old man who walked up to the
I know. I'm with you.
But it's pretty cool. So I just want to chime in. That's kind
hey, of Brad, do you have FanFest tickets, buddy?
I would love to get some.
Oh, you got it, brother. Hold on, man. I loved meeting you at Chick's. We had a block party, a charity block party. That I hosted and met Brendan there. Well, Chicks on Washington Avenue.
Oh, yeah. I was on air and I promoted it for you that one
time. Yes. Yeah. It was right. Nice. It was a great charity for Children's Hospital. And so Brendan was there and we had a great talking. You know, it was right in the middle of Sixers.
Right.
So we were just, you know, talking hoops all the time.
So here's something else interesting toward this NFL versus NBA thing. ESPN does this once a year. They do the World Fame Top 100, and they base it off of followers on social media. They base it off of searches on Google and Bing and all those other things and how much money they make and endorsements and how many endorsements they have. Out of the top 100, they have soccer players, they have hockey players, baseball, cricket players, they have everything. 16 NBA players to 7 NFL players in that top 100.
16? When did it come out?
It was earlier this year.
Yeah.
So they do it once a year.
Yeah.
So there, out of those 100, there were 16 NBA players and only 7 NFL players.
16 NBA players of the top 100.
Yes, and that includes soccer players, tennis players, cricket players.
And 7
NFL players. And it was all quarterbacks except for Odell Beckham.
Wow.
Carson was in it. Carson made the top 100.
Did he really?
Yeah. He was in the low 90s, but he made it.
16 NBA players?
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by that. So, you have the list?
I have the, yeah, hold on one second.
So, obviously, you know, you got LeBron and Kawhi.
No, I don't think Kawhi was in it.
He wasn't even in then?
All right, so I'll do this real quick. So, LeBron was number 2.
All right, Harden.
I'll do the NBA players first. So LeBron was 2.
I'm just curious I get Harden, Westbrook, Durant. Right.
So Curry was 9.
Right, Curry.
Durant was 11th. And as we continue to scroll, there's only one baseball player, by the way, and it was Bryce Harper. He was 99.
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
There was only one baseball
player.
Not one hockey player.
Right.
Russell Westbrook was 45th.
Yeah.
Kyrie, 47th.
Kyrie. Wow, that's interesting.
Okay. Harden, 49th.
Right.
Dwayne Wade, 50th.
Wow, he made top 50?
Yeah, I guess people were probably Googling because it was his final year.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Derrick Rose was 54th. So that's 54. Carmelo was 65th.
Derrick Rose?
Yeah.
Carmelo's not even in the league?
Yeah, well, think about how popular they are internationally.
Because he wasn't even in the league last year.
But he made it. He's still getting searched and all that kind of stuff. Chris Paul was 70th.
All right, that makes sense. Because, you know, State Farm, he's got to.
Klay Thompson, 76th. Another guy who wasn't in the league. Well, he was in the league, but was hurt a lot. Dwight Howard, 84th.
Dwight Howard?
Yeah.
Dwight Howard was more popular in the across the world than Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Giannis Antetokounmpo was 85th.
All right.
Now, he wasn't in the NBA, but Jian Lian, who plays in China.
Yeah,
he was once a member of the Bucks.
Yeah, but again, that number's skewed because of how big China is.
Yes. So he's 86th.
Uh-huh.
Dame Lillard was 87th.
Right.
And
that's pretty nuts.
Blake Griffin, 100th.
That's wild.
So 16 players that play. So 15 NBA players, 16 basketball players in total.
That's amazing. That's pretty amazing. Let's go to Rob. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Robbie.
Hey, what's up? Long time fan, man.
Hey, brother. What's happening, man?
Not much, man. So I was just thinking about your point with the NBA. I mean, I think they definitely could take over the ratings and all that, but I think we're also a little biased on that because we're such Sixers fanatics right now. You know what I mean? They're so excited.
Yes.
We're still thinking about them, and it's almost football season. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, the fact that they're in the front lobe of our brains, right? Like,
exactly.
You know, we can't. No, so I'll ask you now, any kids that you're familiar, like in your life, and if do you see the basketball popularity? Because I'm basing a lot on the youth too.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean as far as like Iverson days? Like those were
no. I'm saying in your own life. Like, do you have any kids in your life right now?
Not really. I mean, no, not really.
You encounter it? Like,
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I definitely go with you there. I think, I mean, but the Eagles are still huge, though. Football alone is still huge, though. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying it's not.
Watch it.
I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah.
But I am saying, and Andrew is saying that it will overtake someday. I don't know. I don't think he's nuts. Yeah.
To your point, they said the NFL ratings were down, so that goes to show you a little something.
You know what it is? It just struck me, right? I go on the boardwalk in Wildwood, and I saw 9 versions of a basketball game to win something. Now, there was always a couple games, but they had a full-fledged 3-point shooting contest, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it was unbelievable. I saw a soccer kick, and I saw a hockey where you break the plates, but yeah. I didn't see any, and no football.
Yeah,
throw.
That would be great. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, I want to see the football throw. I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, Fan Fest, you in?
I love to, yeah, definitely.
I can tell. You got it, brother. I can tell, man. Hold on. I can tell. Sometimes you can tell that people go, you know, I get the Fan Fest tickets. I really kind of, that's really what I'm calling.
That's right around the corner, man.
Yeah.
Fan Fest.
Yeah. No,
August 24th.
Listen, we're going to be giving away a lot over the next month leading up to it. Because I don't want anybody to be shut out.
Yeah. No, everybody's invited.
You know what I mean?
Like, let's face it. You're going to get a ticket.
Like there are things, like, I can give you questions today, but, like, why bother? Like, you know, unless I needed to buttress the conversation, but otherwise, you know, you're interested in going, I'm not turning you down, you know?
I still remember the first year of Fan Fest, or second year of Fan Fest, I was here during it. I was running the board.
Oh, were you?
And I was getting phone calls saying, hey, can I try to get some Fan Fest tickets? I'm like, dude, it's the day of. If you called yesterday, we would have gotten you.
Yeah,
so.
Today I'm out. I'm here to tell you. Hey, before we break, I got to go to Germany. Look at this. We have Mel calling from Germany. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mel?
Hey, I'm born and raised in Philly. Long time listening to the station, the whole 9 yards. I've been out here for nine years.
That is awesome.
Yep, you just had a guy on that. He said he was a teacher.
Yeah.
That's what I do out here. I'm an autism specialist for the Department of Defense.
Oh, God bless you. That's awesome. Man, what thank part you, of Germany, you. Mel?
We're in Bavaria.
Oh, just, my God.
Okay, you familiar?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Is it amazing? Is it because there are people always, particularly Bavaria, because right. of the rugged land and how beautiful that whole
it's beautiful.
The mountains, it's, you know?
It's absolutely beautiful, the fields and everything else. It's we love it. We love it. My family and I, we absolutely love it. Our parents have been over. They enjoy it immensely. It's fantastic.
That's cool, man.
I thought about this NBA NFL.
You got it, Mel.
So here's the thing for me. I'm 46. So I'm familiar with guys laying guys out.
Right.
Jack Lambert, all these guys. I'm familiar with that stuff. And that's when you watch it and you go, oh, you go to YouTube and you just go down this wormhole of watching the hardest hits of all time. And it's just amazing. And you're stuck there watching it. Well, the rules have changed so much. And the game is getting softer, and you can't touch the quarterback. You can't do all of these things, not to mention the whole CTE stuff that's been going
on.
And parents pulling their kids from the sport, afraid, and rightfully so, but afraid of it. We were watching Black-ish the other week, and there was an episode on there where Dre had his son playing football, and there was another father in the stands, and he was just rooting, but he said, oh, I wouldn't let my son play football. And so it's just a whole lot of stuff that's happening now where the game is scaring people. But in addition to that, you got the NBA players who are just more recognizable. Think about it.
Yeah.
They're on the court. You could see their faces. These guys are young. They're fresh out of college. One and done, right?
Yeah.
One and done.
Yeah.
18, 19-year-olds. So they just came. They just came off of high school, really. Just came out of high school. They're savvy with social media and the whole 9 yards. Everybody can see their faces, and they're out there. But when you play football, what are you wearing? You're wearing a big old helmet. Nobody can really see your face. So as many commercials or whatever, you're not getting that type of play like an NFL player, I mean, like an NBA player is getting.
No, no, listen, that's a part of it. I completely agree. That's a part. I'm just curious. What's more popular? Because I heard that's a big American football region.
That's what I was about to say, too. I said, but ironically, American football is big. I just picked my daughter up from school today, and they're plastered all throughout Omberg are posters for the next American football game that's coming up. And that's big. I teach an English conversation class, and there's a guy in my class that's on an American football team, and he plays and he loves it. So, yes, absolutely.
That's cool.
They love American football. We actually went, my wife hooked us up with some tickets. Shout out to Felicia, Cheyenne, and Olivia. She hooked us up with tickets to the game in London.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, man. That's cool.
You would not believe how many, first of all, just jerseys everywhere.
Yeah.
Jerseys everywhere. But there were a lot of Eagles jerseys. We met this guy. I'm from 77th Nogant in West Oak Lane.
Oh, I love it.
I met this cat in Wembley Stadium. Wembley. And this cat was from like 73rd in Ogun.
How nuts is that?
I mean, it's just a small world. And
yeah.
So it was great. We loved going to the game. We enjoyed it. But I just see basketball. I just really see with social media and the recognizability of these guys, I just see that. And I'm talking about another generation and a half.
I know, yeah.
I'm talking about now.
I feel you. Hey, listen, Mel, don't be a stranger, all right?
Absolutely not. I will definitely.
Great to talk to you, man. Great stuff, buddy. Take it easy. How about that? Mel from Bavaria, Germany. That's a place for you.
Philly.
Yeah. 77 Ogons. All the way to Bavaria.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I like to go to Bavaria. Supposed to be like amazing.
Yeah. When are you going to hook us up?
Oh, dude.
Down for a trip.
Come on, man. All right. Midday show. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back just a moment, run through all of our calls. And we got Mikey coming up, right, two o'clock? He's in today.
I'll be hanging out with Mike today. And then I'll be hanging out with the Fanatic Baseball Show tonight.
Good. She's paying your dues, brother. It's good. Good for you.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. '97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 12:53, midday show. So, Shuna says, during a break, Joey Chestnut ate 71 hot dogs.
Yeah, it was disgusting. But I watched every second of it.
Did you really?
Yes.
I got no interest in it.
I was on yesterday, too, and they did it around 12:45. So before I drove in here to start prepping, I was like, let me watch this real quick in case it comes up on the show.
Really?
And naturally, it didn't come up on the show at all. But I watched every bit of it.
You did?
Dipping the buns into the water. Ugh. That skeeves me.
That's gross.
A wet hot dog bun?
Ugh.
No, that's gross.
Yeah, I got no interest. In fact, like, the thought of it, too. Like, and you know, the hot dog has to be eaten. Because, I'm not in love with how, every once in a while I got a taste for one. I don't love them.
See, I love the hot dog.
Do you?
But yesterday, that skeeves me.
Yeah, I can't do that. The only thing I like is, like, if you do a hot dog, it's going to be hot, like, literally hot. They eat that, they're cold hot dogs.
Are they cold? See?
Well, they're not hot.
Yeah, because they're just carrying them out back. It's not like they're grilling them as they're doing it. That would destroy their esophagus.
Right.
They're throwing down 70 hot dogs and they're piping hot.
That's just gross. I got no interest in it.
No interest in watching it?
I watched
every second of it.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
And they're all so thin. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, well, it's not about that. It's about, like, you know, can you expand your stomach? I don't know.
Yeah, and they're like, so they do the introduction.
But I got no interest in any of that stuff. Even when I was at the other station, like, I had zero, nothing to do with wing bowl.
See, I could eat a lot. I think we were talking during the break.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat a pie, no problem with pizza. Pizza would be my food that I could eat an abundance of food.
Yeah, I love pizza too, but pie's not.
But I could go past the pie. I have bought a pie for myself and I've eaten said pie.
In one sitting.
Yeah, but I've never thought about buying a second pie to see how much I could eat.
Yeah, but unless you can, and you could be starving. Like you don't eat from the night before. You don't eat all day long.
So you're supposed to actually eat a little bit.
Really?
If you're really hungry, your stomach tightens up. And then if you start eating a lot, you get full faster. So for competitive eating, you're actually supposed to eat something in the morning.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That chestnut guy drinks a gallon of milk every day.
Does he really?
Yeah, it coats his stomach or something. I watched a documentary on him. I was fascinated.
You did?
They did a 30 for 30 the other day.
I know they did. I didn't watch a second of it. I had no interest. Zero interest. But a pie's not like unimpressive to me.
No, I could do more than a pie. I'm just saying I've never.
Like, if you could stack three pies, now you're talking.
I've never purchased two pies for myself. I've purchased one pie for myself, and I've probably said I could do another
one.
Well,
do it for the weekend. You're also the big talker, Chick-fil-A talker. In reality, you did nothing.
Nobody brought it by.
You got no credence here.
Yeah, I ain't going to be spending the money. You got to do it for me.
You got no credit here. By the way, did you see, speaking of the Chick-fil-A thing that you and I were talking about, who said it? I got to find the quote. But he taught Jimmy Butler, maybe, that Joe ate 5,000 calories worth of Chick-fil-A a day.
Somebody said this?
I think it was Jimmy Butler. It was a story about Jimmy Butler. And in the story, they had mentioned, they were talking about the Miami Heat grueling training camp. And then how he was coming from a place where Embiid devoured 5,000 calories a day from Chick-fil-A. That was in the story. All right, let's go to Calvin in West Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Calvin!
What's up, man?
What's up, Cal?
Yeah, hey, man.
What are you doing, man?
How stupid am I? I'm looking for you last night over at Park.
Oh, my God, no. I thought you were going to... Yeah, because you said you were going to come see me, and I was there Wednesday night, and I didn't see you. And then, you went on Thursday. I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, even you got to take a day off. I'm crazy. Hey, man, I want to tell you something. Listen, so I'm listening to you guys go back and forth about the NBA overtaking the NFL. I hear the statistics. I hear the reports. And I know that, you know, people are afraid to let their kids play it now. You know, I got grandsons. You know, we're worried about that a little bit, too. But I got to tell you something. What's not factored in there is, you know, I'm a gambler because you see me down there. And when the Sugar House opened, see, this legalization of gambling is what really, you know, this. It controls everything. So I was down there when the Sugar House opened. Now and I want to just name names, okay? And I won't tell you culture. You'll figure it out. So I'm in there, and three ladies that looked like they could have been doubles on the Golden Girls were down there at the Sugar House looking at the sheets, right? They're trying to figure out who they're going to pick. Jameer from North Philly comes in. This is a true story. And goes, "What's up, Helen? Who's taking today?" And Helen goes, "Jameer, my man." I'm looking at this like, in what world would these two people even talk to each other?
You know, I love that. That's a great story. You know,
the NFL does that. The NBA don't do that. The NBA makes guys argue with each other. But the NFL cuts across culture,